Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
It's Joe Pott in for Matt Pauley here on this Wednesday night as we continue in the 7 o'clock hour here of the Gray Bar Sports Open Line. And we will switch gears as advertised and chat a little bit here with Blair Kirkhoff of the Kansas City Star. And specifically, first off, Blair, thanks for spending a few minutes with us here tonight and chatting with your neighbors from the other side of the state.
Good to be with you, Joe. Thanks.
Absolutely. So let's obviously answer some questions, but what we kind of put this out talking about is that perhaps the state of Kansas is in fact courting the Chiefs and the Royals in the form of maybe they have an offer, maybe they have a way where the stadium renovations, in this case it would be a new stadium, I guess, for the Chiefs, and obviously a new stadium for the Royals, which both have publicly sort of asked for, put out there that they want to have. And obviously what's exasperating this is that the voters in Jackson County turned down a sales tax extension. Is that correct?
Right. So first week in April this year, the Royals and the Chiefs went to the voters and asked for an extension of a 3/8 cent sales tax that basically Jackson County folks have been paying for quite a while. It's helped by renovations for the stadiums 25 years ago, and the teams just wanted an extension of that, and they were going to. But what was going to be different about the outcome if the vote went yes is the Chiefs were going to use the money to renovate Arrowhead Stadium, but the Royals were going to leave Kauffman Stadium and move downtown and build a new downtown stadium. Well, that vote failed by a pretty large number. I think it was 58-42%. And so for the next few weeks, there was a lot of uncertainty about what was going to happen next with the future homes of both of those teams. And in that time, Kansas and the Kansas legislature got together and decided to offer both teams the use of what we know as star bonds. And that's basically a tax of businesses, of the stadium and then around the stadium, and the Kansas legislature passed that by a pretty wide number just in the last couple of days. And what this would do is allow the Chiefs and the Royals, if they want, basically more than half of the money to build new stadiums in the state of Kansas and leave Missouri for the first time in the Royals' history. And, of course, the Chiefs have been there since they relocated from Dallas in 1963. So that's where, kind of in a nutshell, that's where things stand right now.
Blair Kirkhoff with us from the Kansas City Star. And, Blair, they're also advertising perhaps the possibility of bonds, which would then be paid back with money raised by sports gambling in the state of Kansas. Is that right?
Yes, that's a component of it as well, but a smaller component. It's the star bonds are the key. That star stands for state tax and revenues, and so that's a funding mechanism that doesn't ask the taxpayer for money out of purchases. Well, I take that back. It is purchases, but it's purchases at entertainment events at the stadium itself. It's not a direct tax. It's not asking the voters to approve a tax. This one, the voters have no say in it. But as you said, because Kansas has legalized sports betting, there's a state fund that the state has actually offered a percentage of it to the Chiefs and the Royals on an annual basis. Maybe it was for the length of the lease, which would be 30 years. So they would get a cut of the state gambling sports betting revenue as well. So a couple of sources that are available in Kansas that just aren't available in Missouri.
Right, that's what I was going to say. These are unique revenue sources that, at least for the time being, don't look like that they would be available, or at least certainly not. I mean, obviously you could implement something, I guess, to sort of match the kind of star tax, although I know that there's not a lot of businesses that are right around the Truman Sports Complex there. But obviously the state or the sports gambling is not something that, at least for the foreseeable future, is even a possibility in the state of Missouri.
I know. I keep waiting year after year for the Missouri legislature to, you know, to come to an agreement on this issue, and it just can't seem to do it. And I know the teams in St. Louis and Kansas City are clearly behind it. I believe the mascots of the Cardinals and the Royals are all in Jefferson City this year, trying to spur it on. But again, it just didn't happen.
So, I mean, realistically, I mean, is that something that, fans are worried about? Is it something that the two franchises are taking seriously, that, okay, relocation would seriously be on the table for these two?
Well, here's my thought about, I've got a couple thoughts on that. And first of all, the answer is yes. The teams absolutely are going to take this offer seriously, and I think they should take it seriously. It's I'm not sure they're going to get a better deal in Missouri. But my overriding thought is this: that both the locations that we're talking about, the one in Jackson County, Missouri, and the one in Wyandotte County, Kansas, are both part of the Kansas City metropolitan area. One is 10 to 15 miles east of downtown Kansas City, and the other is 10 to 15 miles west of Kansas City. In fact, they're both on the same intersection of Interstate 70 and Interstate 435, just one on the Missouri side and one on the Kansas side. One happens to be better developed, and that's on the Kansas side, where there's a NASCAR Speedway and the Children's Mercy Park, home of the Sporting Kansas City soccer team, and then plenty of commerce around it, a Nebraska Furniture Mart, a Cabela's, Bass, it's just every, it's called the Legends area, the Legends shopping area. But as you noted, over at the, at the Truman Sports Complex, there is no development there. And the Chiefs have considered, not only renovating Arrowhead Stadium, but at one point thought about putting an entertainment district in that area. And then came to the realization that no business has really ever survived around there. Restaurants open and close, hotels open and close. There's a Taco Bell and a Subway and a gas station, and that's, in a Best Western hotel. And those are the only things that really have endured in that area. So, it's a long way of saying, my bottom line on this is, I just wanted the Chiefs and Royals to stay in the Kansas City metropolitan area. I don't care where they were going to be. I just wanted them here. And Kansas City, like St. Louis, knows, has felt the sting of franchises leaving for different metropolitan areas. If it goes from Missouri to Kansas, it'll be an emotional issue for a lot of people on the Missouri side. But I just want them to stay in Kansas City. Heck, because they would move to Kansas City, Kansas, they wouldn't have to feel bad. They wouldn't have to rename the team, and lie about it. It'd still be the Kansas City Chiefs or the Kansas City Royals.
Yeah, I think people, and I don't know if people realize, if they haven't been up there, that they're, I mean, literally you can cross state lines without even realizing it, because it is literally right through the metro. I mean, I have some family there. I've spent some time there. And it's not quite the same here in St. Louis, where we certainly have suburbs that are on the Illinois side, but it doesn't feel like, the state line goes right through the metro area, because that's not really the case. And that is the case, obviously, in Kansas. So it's the local counties, and it's the politicians that are probably going to feel that sting worse than the fans are.
That's right. And they're scrambling on the Missouri side. Yeah. Politicians here in Kansas City, Jackson County, Western Missouri are basically trying to put together plans of their own. There's probably about a year timeline that we're talking about before the Chiefs and the Royals have to make a decision on the Kansas offer. Now, that gives Missouri about a year to come up with something else. I do think that no matter what happens, and assuming both the Chiefs and the Royals stay in this metropolitan area, that they will separate for the first time in more than 50 years. They came together at the Truman Sports Complex in 19. Arrowhead opened in 72, and then Royal Stadium opened a year later in 1973. And they have been connected by a parking lot and concessionaires and people that work both stadiums for more than 50 years. That's going to change. I just don't see where the Royals are going to follow the Chiefs to a place that would be, share a parking lot and be right next door. So I do think that, the convenience of going to one location for people, that's going to change.
You know, I've actually done the double dip there a couple of times. I went to a Chiefs preseason game one night. I went to a Royals game the other night. I've also done the franchise was the Kansas City Whiz all the way back in the first year of the MLS. I did a Kansas City Whiz and then the Kansas City Royals on the next night. So I've done those sports weekends, which are nice and convenient with the way the stadiums are set up right now.
Yeah. Look, there have been a couple of occasions where, because of rainouts or whatever, that the Royals have played in the afternoon, and then they've had to clear the parking lot, because the Chiefs would have played that night, usually in August when there's an exhibition game going on. But that's a rare occurrence. But in the future, if this is the case, the Royals and the Chiefs won't have to worry about each other's schedule. They won't be on top of each other the way they could have been while sharing the parking lot.
Well, Blair Kirchhoff, I appreciate you taking some time just to kind of go over this with us and kind of enlighten us here. I don't think that the city of St. Louis or this area is in the market for a new stadium anytime. There has been some talk of maybe some money needing to go into Busch Stadium, but I still think that's a couple of years away. But I do think it's enlightening just to see. I think it's fairly common now. Voters are less interested in providing funding to us to sports franchises.
No, you're right. I mean that was a factor in the defeat of the vote in April. There was the thought of billionaires or what are we doing supporting billionaires, and the Hunt family worth $25 million and they need $300 million from the taxpayers to help build the stadium. So there is that sentiment. The local community development faction is reeled out too, and so there are a lot of reasons why the vote failed, and I think that people in Missouri are kind of hoping to get a second chance at maybe a vote or some other way to keep the Chiefs and the Royals on the Missouri side.
Well, I think sports fans here will certainly be watching that, and I appreciate you kind of enlightening us on it and taking some time tonight.
Happy to do it. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. That is Blair Kirchhoff with the Kansas City Star. You can follow him on X. It's at Blair Kirchhoff, Kerkhoff, with the Kansas City Star. So I do think that'll be interesting to follow, and I appreciate Blair taking some time here tonight.